Support comes from Warren Perrin, author of Acadian Redemption, The History of the Origin of the Cajun Culture. From the terror of exile to the triumph of reconciliation, and Beausoleil, the man who led the first group of Acadians to Louisiana. A French translation of the book, entitled Une Saga Acadienne, is now available. More at acadianmuseum.com.
Against skies at sunrise, every sunset too, babe, seems to be bringing me memories of you. Now, honey, here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew, oh, and they're all just recall. Memories of you, baby. How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears that have left a rosary of tears. Rosary of tears, baby, oh Lord. Your face beams in my dreams. In spite of all I do, oh baby, everything seems to ring. Memories of you.
Welcome to Encore. That was Louis Armstrong from 1930 with Memories of You. We're going to be listening to a lot of jazz today, some funk, artists that were inspired by or an inspiration for Louis Armstrong. Of course, there are the Satchmo Festival. There is the Satchmo Festival going on this weekend in New Orleans. And if you're out there, hope you're having a great time. We are going to continue with some Jelly Roll Morton. We're going to get to some Bobby Charles later, Fats Domino, Smokey Johnson, and Bunk Johnson. But like I said, we're going to start it off with Jelly Roll Morton. This is King Porter.
Thank you.
And those two tunes were by Jelly Roll Morton. The second one was the Muddy Water Blues, recorded in 1923 in Chicago. Before that, we heard King Porter, recorded in 1924 in Indiana. Next, we got an interview, thanks to the Center for Louisiana Studies, Jennifer Ritter Guidry, Chris Segura, and John Pudd Sharp in the archives. Thanks for getting me these interviews. I asked them if they had anything in the archives about Louis Armstrong or of Louis Armstrong. And what we found were a couple of interviews. The first ones we're going to listen to today are from Bobby Charles. They were recorded by Shane Bernard in 1991 in Lafayette. We're going to listen to Bobby Charles talking about his jazz, the jazz influence in Swamp Pop. And then we'll listen to a couple tunes that Bobby Charles wrote. The first one will be Later Alligator and Down South in Louisiana with the Band. That was recorded live in 1976 for their CD, The Last Waltz.
A while ago by Louis Armstrong, and one of the things I'm going to talk about in my paper, because no one else has really talked about it yet, and I think it's correct when I'm going to take up this argument, that jazz had a big influence on what they call swamp pop in an indirect way, because...
I think it did too, probably, because jazz influenced every artist in Louisiana one way or another, you know, so all of our music is some kind of a jazz, you know, razzmatazz jazz or whatever it is, you know. Mardi Gras jazz or whatever, you know, it's still modern, you know, like.
You know, Fats Domino was taught to play by his uncle, who was a jazz musician, and Dave Bartholomew was taught to play a trumpet by the guy who taught Louis Armstrong how to play trumpet. So I think, you know, if you look at what Elvis was doing at the same time in Memphis, there were no horns at all. And in New Orleans, it was like all horns and piano, and I think...
You know, like on this new album, the Spring Water album, I wrote a new song about New Orleans called Party Town. And when I played it for this black guy, this old black guy, man, at the radio station in New Orleans, said, wow, man, said, that's a new jazz song, you know? Dixieland jazz, almost, like, you know, because it had the Mardi Gras beat and that. It was like a Dixieland... I'll play it for you after a while, you know, we'll hear the song.
You know, like that song, Fat Man, you know, one of the first hits that Fat Domino had, he's doing this vocal thing. It sounds like a trumpet jazz solo, but he's just doing it, you know, with his voice. Kind of like that.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. You told me, it nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what you told me, it nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, I reminded her what you said. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. Don't you know you clap my style? She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy. You know my love is just for you. manage, baby. I know you manage just to play, but you know you really hurt me, and this is what I have to say. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Can't you see you're in my way, dog? Don't you know you grabbed my style?
I'm going to bring out another friend of ours now. Great, great songwriter. Bobby Charles.
Live from 1976, Bobby Charles with the band and a host of other Louisiana musicians up there on the stage with him. And before that, we heard Later Alligator, also written by Bobby Charles. And before that, an interview with Bobby Charles from Shane Bernard. We're going to get back to that interview. This is another little section of that same interview that was taken in 1991. From the Center of Louisiana Studies in their archives.
And that was a real rush for me, you know, like to write a song for somebody that was an inspiration to me, you know, like Fats Domino when I wrote Walking in New Orleans for my.
I guess kind of got on that point, the two things. Number one, when I was listening to the Green Marvel, that's what was amazing about it. Louis Armstrong. It's kind of funny because I mean, what a great, you know, I mean, I don't know nothing about jazz or nothing like that, but I can respect him for being a great player, you know, and all that stuff. But you got to think this cat was like, now the songs are like, they're more than standards, that they're like everyday things that, you know, Hey Dolly and stuff. These melodies that he was writing were unbelievably timeless. And that's what that stuff's, I mean, you could hear Louis Armstrong sing Clean Water. That was, that sounded like something like this. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was. But anyway, the second part of what that was like, I'm from Lafayette, man, and it's always just kind of, it's just always, I've always like kind of wondered, I mean, it's kind of a trip, but you know, you're from Abbeville, the white kid. I mean, I've heard all the stories and all the stories about Bobby Charles and stuff. And,
don't believe everything.
Well, no, but just the mystique of it, you know, like the 55, like Rob was saying, the 55 T-Bird, just sophomore year in high school and all that stuff, and going up to
Mother
church.
Mother T-Bird, you see that?
Oh, see that. So they got a lot. Well, anyway,
better.
I was just wondering, you know, I mean, Fats, you know, he was great. There was that whole black-white thing going on. I mean, Fats really, I mean, that's really, to me, he was one of the people that, he was really that bridge from the R&B to rock and roll. I mean, he was
really
the one, that's really where it transformed for me. And yet he was black, so, and he, I mean, he was very popular even though he was black. That's how great he was, that he even broke down those barriers.
Yeah, he was very inspirational.
How did you, how did you just start writing all those great songs for him that sound, I mean, it just,
I went to see Fats when he was playing in Abbeville when I first wrote See You Later Alligator. He was playing at this black club called Robinson's Recreation Center. And like, I was the only white kid in there, you know, like,
right.
But man, I was getting in there one way or the other,
right.
You know what I mean? And I told him about, I met him and that, you know, like I was about 14 years old. And I met him, and I told him about the song I'd written, See You Later Alligator, and he laughed, you know. He said he didn't know about doing anything about alligators, you know. And I said, well, I said I was going to try to put down the song so that he could hear it with some music, so that he could tell what it was, you know, because you can't tell what something was just saying what it was, you know what I mean? But anyway, like, he blew it off, you know, but the next time he saw me,
was a hit.
Yeah, he remembered me, and I wrote some other songs for him. I wrote Before I Grow Too Old, I wrote Those Eyes. I wrote another song called Little Rascals, and they lost. I put the vocals down with the song, with the band track, you know, with the music track at Cosmo. And when they sent it to Fats, he was in Detroit or somewhere, and they left my vocal off the track. Something happened, I don't know what happened, you know, but like they left my song. Me singing Little Rascal off the music track, and all he got was a copy of the music track. He really liked the track, so he sat down and wrote another song called It Keeps Raining to it. You know? And I said, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I said, you took part of my song, you know, I said, those are my chord changes. You know, like, that's
got a right to cry. All day I see the blue. I'm in my lonely shoes. Could you be so unkind? I've nearly lost my mind. Wonder if you care. My life is a sad affair. My heart is aching, baby. Breaking, baby. I don't know what to do. Sweetheart, all just because of you. you done me wrong. Come back where you belong to end this reason why I've got a right to cry. All just because of you.
Just because of you.
You know you done me wrong. Come back where you belong to end this reason why I've got a right to cry. Well, there goes my heart again.
That's Fats Domino with There Goes My Heart Again. I'm walking, and I've got the right to cry. We're going to move on next to a drummer who played with Fats Domino and recorded with Fats Domino, and that is Smokey Johnson. And we got a little interview that John Broven did in Switzerland. I guess Smokey Johnson was touring in Europe, and he took this interview with him in 1988. This also comes from the Cajun and Creole Archives up in the Center for Louisiana Studies in the UL Lafayette Library. It's located on the third floor, and it's a short little interview with Smokey Johnson, and then we'll get to a couple songs from him.
Fellas can get a chance to play bebop.
Okay, and rhythm and blues, is that still?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of that.
And the young kids, are they playing soul music or funky music?
Well, they got some of them, and they got a lot of the young kids playing New Orleans jazz now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's good.
It is. Yeah. So the whole thing's carrying on.
Yeah, one time when I was coming up, we refused to play that stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, we didn't want to play that. We used to call it Uncle Tom music.
Did you?
Yeah, we don't want to play that old Uncle Tom music. You know? But I mean, we was into rock and roll. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
You know? And I was making money doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I used to make more money than my father.
Thank you.
Smokey Johnson with It Ain't My Fault and Funky Moon before that. And before that, we heard an interview from John Broven taken in Switzerland, recorded in Switzerland in 1988 with Smokey Johnson, talking about what kind of music he was into as a teenager and how he made more money than his dad playing music back in that day. And we're going to move on back to the trumpet players, the reason why I started this show. We're going to listen to a trumpet player who lived in New Iberia. His name's Bunk Johnson. Found a little record from 1944, recorded in New Iberia, with Bunk Johnson and his band. And while I was doing a little bit of research about him, I read that he was playing in rain, and this is for you, Pud Sharp. He was playing in rain at a dance hall. I want you to figure out which dance hall this is, if you don't already know. And apparently a fight broke out, and he lost his trumpet and his teeth, thus ending his career as a trumpet player. And he finished out his life doing manual labor and working, teaching lessons when he could. But this is Bunk Johnson with the New Iberia Blues and the C.C. Rider Blues with Myrtle Jones on vocals. Thank you. Jones on vocals and Bunk Johnson on trumpet from 1944 with the C.C. Rider Blues and the New Iberia Blues before that. You've been listening to Encore here on KRVS 88.7, Lafayette Lake Charles, La Radio Acadie. Encore airs every Saturday at 7 a.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. And if you would like a playlist of this show, you can go to the website, krvs.org. You can find a playlist, and you can also find podcasts for each locally produced show. Thanks for joining me today, and before we go, I would like to say thank you to Jennifer Ritter-Guidry, Chris Segura, and John Pudd Sharp over at the Archives in the Center for Louisiana Studies on the third floor of the library, the UL Lafayette Library. They provided the interviews that we listened to today, as well as a lot of other material that I use for the show regularly. And if you're interested in that material, you can go to their offices on the third floor of the UL Library. They'll set you up with a listening station, and they're very knowledgeable of what they have in the archives. You can call them up, look them up on the UL website. It is Center for Louisiana Studies. And ask them any questions you may have about what they have there, and you can go visit them anytime. We're going to finish off where we started with some Louis Armstrong from the 1930s. These next two tracks were recorded in 1931. We've got When It's Sleepy Time Down South and When Your Lover Has Gone. I hope you all have a great weekend. Stay tuned to KRVS, and I'll see you next week.
Guy coming up the street look like he's from my hometown. Look like old Charles Alexander, man. Well, I believe it is, but what you say, Gabe?
Well, what you say, Dipper?
Well, what you know, Jim?
Oh, nothing much, boy.
How long you been up here, boy?
Oh, I've been up here about a year and a half.
A year and a half? Well, man, I've been up here a long time myself. I'm going back home.
Well, go on, then.
Oh, I'm going. Get some of them red beans and figures. You remember them sleeper days, Badger? Get a load of this. This is why I'm going back. All the fair moon shining, the fields below. Darkest grunting songs on the low. You needn't tell me, boy, because I know. It's sleepy time down south. Soft wind blowing through the pine wood trees. Folks down there live a life of ease. When old Mammy falls upon her knees, it's sleepy time down south. Oh, steamboats on the river coming a-going, splashing the night away. You hear the banjos ringing, the dark is singing, the dance till the break of day. Dear old Solomon with his dream is on, take me back to the gal of Joan. Oh, how I'd love to hold her in my arms when it's sleepy time down south. Thank you. alone. Who cares for starlit skies when you are alone? The magic moonlight dies at the break of dawn. There's no sun or sunrise when your lover has gone. When your love has gone, when your love has gone, what lonely hours. The evening shadows fall. What lonely hours with memory lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean a thing, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby, when your love has gone.
Francomix avec Val, la meilleure des musiques en français, tous les jeudis soirs à 9h sur KRVS.
Visit the KRVS website for programming information, live streaming audio, podcasts of locally produced programming, and world news from NPR Digital. It's all at krvs.org.